Hello, friends. How's everybody doing? I hope that you are blessed and having a wonderful day, night, whenever it is that you're listening to this podcast. My name is Nicole over at Favorite Girl Ministries. And oh, how I love Jesus. I love the revelation of scripture and how God uses us as a body down here on earth as vessels to draw people near to him. So tonight, as you listen, or if it's day that you're listening, I pray that the Lord just touches your heart. If you're an unbeliever, I pray that this just touches you in a way that it draws you near to him. It draws you near to Christ. We are living in some perilous times, and these are the times that I want to give people hope. And the only hope is in our salvation through the faith, which is in Jesus Christ. So I want to let everybody know God loves you and he has a plan for you. There's no accident that you're here. We have purpose. We have purpose, and you know, he has a will for our lives. Even before we're born, he knows our name. He knows every hair on our head. He already knew we were going to be here before we were in our mother's womb. He knit us so perfectly in the womb. And just with such detail. And I want you to know that he loves you. And the Bible says that God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, Jesus Christ, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. That's in John 3:16. Jesus said, I came that they may have life and have it abundantly, a complete life full of purpose. John 10:10. And here's the problem. We're all sinful. We're sinful and we're separated from God. We're born into a sinful nature. So we're already headed for hell when we're born. But the miraculous thing, the wonderful, wonderful thing that God did for us was he sent his only son to sacrifice his life for our sins, giving us another chance to be born again, out of sin into Christ, into the light, out of the darkness of the world, to give us new life. Listen, we have all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. That's in Romans 3:23. We've all thought or said bad things, which the Bible calls sin. And as I said, the Bible in Romans 3:23 says, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And the result of sin is death, spiritual separation from God, Romans 6:23. But guess what the good news is? The good news is that Jesus died in our place. He died in our place so we could have a relationship with God and be with him forever. I know that before Christ, I was lost, broken, depressed, drug addicted, alcohol addicted, sex addicted. I mean, if there was something to be addicted to, I was addicted to it. I was so lost and so angry. And there was always this deep down pitiful feeling of myself. I didn't even know who I was. I didn't have an identity. I always tried to fit in wherever I could to have that attention from people. You know, I didn't have the greatest childhood. I used to try to push the blame off on everybody else when we're all responsible for our own lives. We're all responsible to make a choice to turn the other way and make a better life for ourselves. And God has given us his only son to take our place so that we can have a relationship with him. And when I became a believer in Christ, when the Holy Spirit filled it within me, and now that it dwells within me, I live with faith, hope, joy, peace, self-control. So many wonderful things in my life. I look at the world differently. I'm not angry inside anymore. I'm not depressed. I'm not full of anxiety. I've let go of my addictions, all because of Jesus. He pulled me out of that pit and he can pull you out too. In Romans 5:8, it says, God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we are yet sinners, Christ died for us. But it didn't end with his death on the cross, because he rose again and he still lives. Christ died for our sins. He was buried. He was raised on the third day, according to the scriptures, 1 Corinthians 15:3-4. Friends, listen, Jesus is the only way to God. Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life, and no one comes to the Father but through me, John 14:6. He wants to forgive us. Our forgiveness comes from our repentance. Repentance is a change of attitude, a change of your mind to turn away from your sin. And once you receive the Holy Spirit, once you have surrendered your life to Christ, you can lay all your burdens down. You can lay them all down at his feet, and he takes it. He takes it away from you. And once you start living for Christ, your burdens, I felt like it was like 1,000,000 pounds lifted off my shoulders, sucked out of my body. Like, whoa, like, wow, this is living. If you are spiritually dead, you are dead to this world. You're walking around just trying to fix everything yourself. You're walking around trying to fill a void. I was that person. I was trying to fill a void inside of me, and it was never ending, never ending. I was chasing after things that didn't even matter. I was chasing after, it's kind of like chasing after that first high. Like when I got high for the first time, I was chasing and chasing and chasing. And that's what it felt like. I was chasing after things to fill that void in my heart from all the hurt and the pain that I went through my childhood and some of my teenage years and my adulthood. And I was just like, nothing is filling the void. And finally, somebody introduced me to Jesus. And that's when the Holy Spirit just filled me up, and now my cup is overflowing, and I want to share the love of Jesus with everybody. He has given us a free gift of salvation. We can't earn that salvation. We are saved by God's grace when we have faith in his Son, Jesus Christ. And all you have to do is believe you are a sinner, that Christ died for your sins, and ask for his forgiveness, then turn away from your sins. But you don't have to come to Christ perfect, because once he fills you with the Holy Spirit, your desires are for him. Your desires are not to sin. You don't have a desire to sin when you're filled with the Holy Spirit. And that's called repentance. Turning away from your old ways. God will give you new life. You're a new creation, new mind. What matters to him is the attitude of your heart and your honesty. When you go to the Father, go with a pure heart and honesty to him that you are a sinner. You know you've done wrong. You don't want to be that person anymore. I was that person. And when I accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior, my whole life changed. And it's been so filled with joy. And it's a learning process. It's definitely a learning process. His yoke is easy. God says, my yoke is easy. Follow me. Friends, I pray tonight that you continue to listen to this series of podcasts over the next few weeks. I'll be talking a lot about salvation. We'll be reading the scriptures. And I hope that God softens your heart and that you hear his words, that they just pierce right through you.
and they bring you out of that deception. They bring you out of the lies that Satan has been telling you for most of your life. You are loved. You are forgiven. You are wanted. You are wanted in the kingdom of heaven. And I pray tonight, Father God, whoever's listening tonight, that they just continue to listen, Lord Jesus, that you soften their hearts, that you give them that revelation of the Holy Spirit, that you fill them up to know you, Father, that they will know you, Father, that they will want to follow you, Lord Jesus. They're going to want to lay it all down at the altar, Father God. They're going to want to lay it all down right now. They're going to get rid of the drugs, the alcohol, the depression, the loneliness. They're going to get rid of it all, Father God. The resentment, the anger, the things that they have been through. They're going to let it all go, Lord Jesus. And they're going to start forgiving people that wronged them. They're going to forgive themselves for the things that they've done. Lord Jesus, you're going to forgive them because they're going to ask you to forgive them. They're going to ask you, they're going to repent of their sins, turn away from the wickedness of the world, and they're going to want more of you and less of them, Father God. I just ask for a mighty move in the name of Jesus. Amen. Keep listening for the next few weeks. And I pray that this is going to help somebody. And even if it's only one soul, the angels will be rejoicing. I love you guys. Be blessed.